and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We are heading into our fourth month of economic upheaval caused by the pandemic. Many parts of the economy are rebounding, while many are still stuck in the downdraft. As the second half of this year gets underway, where does our flagship university's top economist see us heading next? Joy Von Nessen is chief economist at the Darla Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia, and this is part 11 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department, which will be followed up with a live Zoom conference on this topic this coming Monday, July 6th at 3 p.m. And Joey joins us by phone now. Joey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be with you.
So first of all, give us a quick review of the first half, our state's economy, and how that compared to last year's first half.
Well, the economy had been doing very well, both the U.S. economy and South Carolina's economy, up until about February of this year. So in 2019, consistent employment growth of about 2% per year and an unemployment rate that hovered right around 3%. And it was actually at 3.2% headed into March of 2020. And what we've seen in the last 3 months is unemployment rise to 12.5%. And the three major sectors that have been hit hardest are leisure and hospitalities. Manufacturing has been number two, and then healthcare number three.
Is this virus situation, we're still peaking, is this causing some worry from an economist's point of view that we won't be exiting this economic crisis anytime soon in South Carolina?
Yes, the numbers that we talked about already reflect the initial round of layoff activity. About 30% of those job losses were recovered between April and May as the economy reopened. But the spike in cases can mitigate some of that momentum. If we look at what I call the social hangover effect, consumers are more fearful or more concerned about going out into public, frequenting businesses, spending money, and so forth. And then, of course, they're also going to be responding to the changes in how the medical community advises what they say and how they respond to changes in the number of new cases. And then, of course, the consumer, how the consumer responds as well. Those are not independent. They act together, but those are ultimately the two variables that we're watching.
This interview today is slightly different than our normal ones where we talk nonstop about the economy. This is actually our final episode of this series with the Darla Moore School on helping small businesses during this time. As an economist, what are some tips that you can give to the small business listeners right now?
Well, I think the main thing is that consumers right now are worried about their safety. And so businesses, I think the number one thing they need to be focused on is what can they do to change their operating processes to make their customers and to make their clients feel more comfortable and to feel safe interacting with them and engaging with them so that they don't have to worry about getting sick. Because that social hangover effect is very important. Consumer confidence really is going to be a key driver for this recovery. And the more businesses can do to put their customers at ease, the more likely they're going to be able to see a rise in demand faster, and the more likely they're going to be able to attract those customers. So any process that can aid that, I think, would be the number one recommendation for businesses of any stripe, but particularly the small business right now.
The norm is to keep an eye on competition, keep an eye on market trends, economic trends, and now it seems like their focus should be on healthcare trends. Would that also be your recommendation, that they make sure that they are watching these trends that are going on here with healthcare?
Yes, I think that's fair. The other major factor I think that all businesses and the public at large needs to be watching to gauge how we see economic recovery and what that momentum looks like this summer is bankruptcy rates. Particularly corporate bankruptcy rates, because if we look at the stimulus money that has been provided to businesses in the form, especially of the payroll protection program, and as they use those dollars up and they have to begin to rely on market demand exclusively, some of them will survive and unfortunately some of them won't. And we hope that most of them will, but the bankruptcy rate will give us a sense of how quickly we will recover.
Well, Joey, thank you so much for your time today. We are looking forward to continuing this conversation at our live Zoom conference on Monday.
Thank you, Mike. It's always good to be with you.
Joey Von Nessen is the chief economist at the Darla Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. And this is our final episode of Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department. That Zoom conference, again, with Joey will be on Monday, July 6th at 3 p.m., and we will have a link to all the details posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.